Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for asking. I'm actually here to test your voice AI capabilities. Could you tell me a bit about the services you offer? I'm curious how your platform can help businesses with voice interactions.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Oh, hi Mary. Everything's going great, thanks for asking. But I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. So tell me, what kind of voice AI solutions are you interested in?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dashatal. Hi. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
I haven't come across Doshita specifically, but that sounds interesting. Could you share a bit more about what you do and how your services might complement voice AI? I'm all ears and eager to learn how we might connect or collaborate.
Well, I'm a manager on Dashatal's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. Lead generation automation at a human level sounds pretty powerful. The main challenges businesses often face are reaching prospects in a natural, engaging way without sounding robotic and scaling outreach efficiently. How does your AI handle those nuances?
Tell me more about reaching prospects in a natural, engaging way without sounding robotic.
Sure thing. The key is using conversational AI that mimics real human speech patterns, like natural pauses, varied intonation, and even small interjections. This makes interactions feel genuine and less scripted. Our platform, for example, lets you customize these nuances so your AI sounds warm and engaging, not robotic. Does that sound like something you'd want to explore further?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that forward-thinking question. In 12 months, if your service really shines, I'd imagine a smooth, scalable lead generation process that feels like a real conversation, boosting conversion rates and freeing up human agents for higher value tasks. Revenue growth would be noticeable and customer engagement would be way up. What kind of results have your clients seen so far?
What do you mean by smooth, scalable lead generation process that feels like a real conversation? Why is that important to you?
Great question. By smooth, scalable lead generation, I mean a system that can handle lots of calls or messages effortlessly while sounding natural and engaging every time. It's important because prospects are more likely to respond positively when the interaction feels human, not robotic. That boosts trust and conversion rates, which ultimately drives revenue growth. Does that align with what you're aiming for?
Tell me more about boosting trust and conversion rates.
Absolutely. Boosting trust means your prospects feel comfortable and valued during the conversation, which makes them more open to sharing information or taking the next step. When your AI sounds natural and empathetic, it builds that connection. Higher trust usually leads to better conversion rates, meaning more leads turn into actual customers. It's like having a friendly, knowledgeable salesperson available 24/7. Would you like me to share how Dasha's platform specifically helps achieve that?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to now, got it. Well, a big challenge many businesses face is balancing personalization with scale. It's tough to keep conversations feeling unique and human when you're reaching thousands of prospects. Also, integrating AI smoothly into existing workflows without disruption can be tricky. What about you? What challenges do you see most often with your clients?
What are all the ways balancing personalization with scale and integration challenges are affecting the business right now?
Balancing personalization with scale can lead to missed opportunities. If conversations feel too generic, prospects might tune out, lowering engagement and conversions. On the integration side, if AI tools don't mesh well with existing systems, it can cause workflow hiccups, slow down teams, and increase costs. Together, these issues can stall growth and frustrate both staff and customers. Does that sound familiar in your experience?
Can you go a bit deeper on how those workflow hiccups and increased costs are impacting your team?
Sure. Workflow hiccups often mean extra time spent troubleshooting or manually fixing issues, which pulls your team away from strategic tasks. That can lead to burnout or lower morale. Increased costs come from inefficiencies, like paying for duplicate tools or overtime to cover gaps. Over time, these drag on productivity and slow down your ability to grow. How do you usually help clients tackle these kinds of challenges?
Wow, It sounds like workflow hiccups pulling your team away from strategic tasks and increased costs dragging on productivity are really frustrating. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Ah, I appreciate the offer. But I'm actually here to test your voice AI capabilities today, so I won't be scheduling a demo. If you want, I can share the best way for interested folks to reach your team or get more info. Otherwise, I'm happy to keep chatting about how your AI works.